This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I am here getting ready for the Century of Subsidies press conference, and I'm with Larry Johnson, who is from Cologne, Minnesota. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, Larry, you've been here in D.C. with us on the Hill for the last day and a half, and I know you've met with quite a handful of congressmen and congresswomen. So in your experience, what were some of the most common questions or things that they didn't understand that they asked you about?
Quite a bit of the issues were on the food versus fuel issue, the high corn prices that led to that in their minds, and also with some of the car studies, marine manufacturers, about using ethanol blends in off-road vehicles, and generally very supportive, but these were the questions that they had they needed some clarification on.
So, Larry, how did you get involved in the ethanol industry? I know a lot of people here are farmers. There's livestock producers. We have enzyme companies. You know, you name it. What's your role in the industry?
Well, I did spend 25 years farming until 1988, and then I started doing some ethanol consulting in the mid-'80s and eventually realized that this industry has got a great future in it. And so I started working with mechanics and doing fuel seminars back when the 10% blends were just coming in. Then that evolved into doing business development and developing a lot of the farmer-owned ethanol plants. And now, the last 4 or 5 years, I've been working primarily on cellulosic, these next-generation plants, and on corn stover issues. So I've been involved now professionally in the ethanol industry for over 25 years, and haven't been to D.C. very often recently, but it's kind of fun to be back.
So, Larry, in your personal experience, you know, you have experience in a gamut of things. When they're asking you questions, for instance, when are we going to get advanced biofuels, how do you answer that question? What's the best way to explain that to a legislator that advanced biofuels is really right here now?
Advanced biofuels are definitely here now, specifically cellulosic ethanol, which for 25 years we've been saying it's just around the corner. It literally is here now because we've got several companies, Abengoa, Poet, DuPont, INEOS down in Florida, that are building, and even one is in production in Florida. The other plants have got steel in the ground down in Iowa and in Kansas. And by the end of this year, we will have our first production facilities from corn stover and other products. The exciting thing about that is what we learned from the first go-around with the early ethanol plants is that when the technology is proven on these first plants that it works and we get them tweaked so they're running really efficiently, it's going to boom again and we're going to see a lot of this.
Larry, for the people who are going to come behind you in the sense of the people who are going to follow in your footsteps and come here and lobby and have these real personal conversations with our legislators, after doing this for a day and a half, what's a word of advice you have in terms of communicating with them?
Keep it simple. Say what you know. Be able to back it up.
Great. Thanks, Larry.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.